The city of Vancouver has elevated its fight to close the city's hookah lounges, months after issuing warning letters to two establishments. Awa's hookah house owner Abbas Abdiania is scheduled to appear in BC Provincial Court on January 16 to face city officials who have deemed him to be breaking city bylaws. The city's stance indicates that it thinks he is breaking a bylaw by operating a business without a business license, a license that Abdiania is not eligible to get because the city says patrons are smoking inside his establishment at 1322 West Georgia Street, according to a statement from the city to BIV last summer. BIV reached out to the city this week to ask why the city has escalated the dispute, and was sent a statement saying, "The city cannot comment on an ongoing case." Hookah lounge owners say customers inhale flavored water vapor through tubes and are not smoking. Their process is to put flavored molasses, or shisha, in small cups, wrap the cups with punctured tinfoil, top the tinfoil with hot charcoal, and then put the cups on top of standalone devices that enable the fruit essence to mix with water vapor when patrons suck on tubes. The owners charge about $35 and provide free tea, which is why these lounges are sometimes called tea houses. Mohammadian Abdulhamid, Hamid, who owns the Persian Tea House, at 688 Davie Street, showed BIV some shisha wrapped in perforated tinfoil and topped with a charcoal brick that he had just blowtorched. Glenn Corstrom, BIV. While the city is digging in its heels in its attempt to close these vapor lounges, there are magic mushroom dispensaries across Vancouver openly operating storefronts and selling drugs that remain illegal. They've taken the next step with Abdiania, Davison North law lawyer Dean Davison told BIV. They've now said he's in breach of a bylaw. He doesn't have a business license, and that's because they won't issue him a business license. The city last tried to get rid of its hookah lounges in 2015, and used the rationale that there was smoking inside. Mohammadian Abdulhamid, Hamid, who owns the Persian Tea House, at 688 Davie Street, went on a hunger strike and the city relented in its push to close his business. Davison's records show that the city issued Abdiania a ticket on November 15, which was a summons to a person charged with an offense, Davison said. He's been charged under the city licensing section, contrary to Section 3, Subsection 11 of Vancouver City Bylaws. Curiously, the city cited specific dates for the offense despite the 18-year-old Awa's hookah house not having had a business license since the city started refusing to give it one in what Abdiania said he thought was 2009. The dates in question are between June 27 and August 14. This was around the time that the city sent warning letters to Abdiania and to Hamid. Davison, who is the lawyer for both of those businesses, said that he is not aware of any ticket or summons being issued to Hamid at the Persian Tea House. The warning letters said that if Hamid or Abdiania continued to flout city bylaws, they could receive a $500 fine for each day that the infraction takes place. This would translate into a $24,000 fine for the 48-day period. Davison said he represented two businesses in Burnaby in 2021. When the city of Burnaby was attempting to close hookah lounges in that suburb, because there was smoking inside. Discussions with Burnaby's mayor and city council resulted in the city directing staff to draft a bylaw to grandfather in the existing hookah lounge businesses so they could continue to operate. That bylaw went into effect January 1, 2022. They can't sell their businesses, but as long as they're running their businesses, they can stay open, Davison said of the Burnaby hookah shop owners. We would love the city of Vancouver to do the same thing. Vancouver's longest-serving city councillor, Adrian Carr, who has been on council since 2011, told BIV last summer that she believes grandfathering Vancouver hookah shops is a viable solution. It does sound reasonable, especially if there is no public harm, she said. G. Corstrom at BIV.com. Twitter.com/GlennCorstrom.